It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show, live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to beautiful downtown Bartlesville. You're listening to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. It's time for another week of Bartlesville High Bruin football. A short week, in fact, as we're about 24 hours away. In fact, exactly 24 hours away from our pregame as the Bruins get set to take on the Bixby Spartans at Custer Stadium. It is a Thursday night football game throughout Northeast Oklahoma for the most parts because most schools in our area are on fall break. Bartlesville the same. I believe that their last day of school is today. Is that right, Coach Bull?
Yep.
So all these kids getting ready for a long weekend. It'll be fun to get the football game out of the way tomorrow night. Then they get a Friday night off, as they well deserve. Bruins coming off a 9-2 win against Sepulpa. And we welcome in Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole. And obviously, Coach, nice to get a victory, your first victory on the field since you took over a few weeks ago. And it was a hard-fought, maybe not so pretty football game, but at this point, we'll take them however they come.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a playoff baseball score, but you know, I'm a defensive guy. I enjoy a defensive game. I don't know that I always like being in a defensive game as I'm coaching sometimes, because it feels like it's a bit sluggish and you're hoping that you can hang on longer. But I like watching them, and I tell you what, I mean, I don't think there was ever a moment where I felt like our defense was in trouble. Honestly, they played so well all night. There was a few times, you know, they give some yardage here and there. But they always answered with a big stop, with a big turnover, whatever we needed. Offensively, we put some good things together, but just didn't punch anything in. You know, we'd like to obviously to change that this week. We're going to have to put up some points this week to be a little bit more productive and have a better chance here with Bixby coming to town. But, you know, overall, it's a victory. We needed it. The kids worked all week, fought hard, and it was a good night for Bruins.
Before we get into the defense and their overall performance, and I wanted to highlight some individuals there too, but we talked about how nice it was to get a win after the ball game during a post-game show here on K1. Jay and I talked about it, and it was just really nice to see those kids on the field jumping up and down and you know, getting to sing the alma mater with the band,
right.
And I know the students came running on the field afterward, but it was just really cool to be able to see their hard work pay off with a win at home on Friday.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's I got asked a couple times, you know, how does it feel to get a win at home and being in the situation you're in, and I said I don't really think about it. I looked at them and to watch them go crazy, and the bucket brigade, and just the whole scene was awesome to watch. You know, it's been an adverse year for them. There's been some interesting things happen. And they continue to fight and do what they're asked. They handle change well, and they deserve some good fortune. And they played well. They earned that win, and they got to celebrate afterwards, and that was great to see.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here on the Bruin Coaches Show. Comes to you from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville every Wednesday evening at 6:30 here on K1. Talked about it during the coaches show last week, and as is usually the case, it came to fruition. Turnovers, a big part of that football game. You guys forced three. One directly led to the only touchdown that was scored in the ball game. And then on the flip side, the offense did not give up any turnovers.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see somebody go look at all the ball games that have been played and what percentage of them a team actually came away with a win when they lost the turnover battle. Because I bet it's pretty low. You know, we did a good job. That's one thing we continue to work on. We've talked about every week here on the show, you know, and the new things we're doing with some of the run schemes, you know, continuing to get more accurate in our passing game and just be more disciplined and hanging on to the football in different areas. And we did a good job with that. I don't think we were very accurate in our passing game last week necessarily, but we didn't make silly mistakes that led to some turnovers. Our protection was a little better. The run game, we cleaned up some of the exchanges and things like that. And then defensively, yeah, we applied enough pressure on them that we caused some mistakes and we took advantage of it when it happened. So clearly a very important statistic, I think probably the most important statistic in all of football, is going to be that turnover margin. And we did a great job last week handling everything we had to win it.
I was glad you mentioned putting pressure on the quarterback, because that was a difference in the ball game on Friday than something you've seen. We've seen some good defensive performances from this defense, not only on you know, just individual entire games, but also in halves and quarters and things like that. But I thought by far on Friday that was the most effective your defense had been, putting pressure on the quarterback, and then you made some plays on the outside, a couple interceptions, obviously a big one from Colt Williams at the end of the ball game to seal the deal. But I thought the pressure on their quarterback, Elijah Williams, was a big turning point in that football game.
Yeah, you know, up front we've done a pretty good job. We felt like, you know, we've talked a lot about some strengths there and then some pressure packages that Coach Reynolds works with. So, you know, we did a good job getting through there. And obviously if you can pressure that guy, who's probably not the best passer in the conference to start out with, but we can put a little more pressure on him, make him lose some confidence in his ability to sit back there and do much, it's really going to help out to make some mistakes in what he does when he chooses to throw the ball. And so I think that happened. We had some guys in good position. The last one to seal the deal was just a great read and a great break. Probably a good call to try and throw a comeback in that situation. And Cole just makes a great play on the ball. So, yeah, it was really nice to see our defense be able to create those turnovers. I mean, it's really a shutout in my mind. We give up a punt snap over the head on the first series with a backup deep snapper who's in there just doing his best, you know, and then he did a great job the rest of the night. So, defensively, by far our best game, but they've had some good ones lately, and I hope that trend continues.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here on the Bruin Coaches Show. Bartlesville, a winner against Sepulpa last week, 9-2. Mentioned the bad snap on the punt. That was the only points you guys gave up. It was a 9-2 victory. You don't know how many text messages I got wanting to know how we got to 9-2. Said if you'd listened on K1, I would have told you. But if you're curious, it was 9-2. It was a touchdown, a missed point after, a field goal, and the other team obviously got a safety. Sepulpa did on a ball that was snapped over the head of Andrew Harden. And Andrew, a little bit lucky that he didn't pick that one up, because he was trying to pick it up and he kept pushing it further backwards, and then the good news for him is that he bobbled it far enough behind him that it went out of bounds.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, and that's 100% my fault. I do a lot of things with our specials, and just one of those things you don't always think about. We work backed up punting situations a ton, and just probably didn't mention it to him the day before. Hey, make sure you kick it out if we get stuck in this spot. And what was funny is he missed it enough that the guy they recovered it. But he recovered it on the back line. So, you know, it was fortunate for us that it happened that way. You know, if they got a touchdown there, I'm still going to say it's 9-7. So our defense was going to hold up. I know they were. But, yeah, a difficult situation. Like I said, you got a backup deep snapper in the game. That was what was happening on the missed extra point. You got a backup short snapper in the game because our starter was not playing that night. So, hopefully we can clean those things up. We'll have those guys back this week, and hopefully our kicking game can be a little more effective.
And, you know, I wanted to mention Andrew Harden during the program anyway. I know that some of these had some, you know, bounces at the end of them, but he had a 58 and a 60-yard punt on Friday. And obviously the 58-yard punt is what pinned Sepulpa inside its own 5-yard line when the Chieftains fumbled. That led to DeAndre Young's touchdown. So he ended up playing a huge factor in the football game.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about that as our defense has played better and our offense is continuing to climb and how we can help each other out. And one of those things, you know, along with the turnover margin that you talk about, is simply some field position battles. And when you have a good punter and you can protect for him, get a snap to him, let the defense, stand up, and we can flip the field, you know, good things can happen. Because if you can get people inside their 5 and their 10 offensively, you feel the pressure down there no matter who you are. So, he does a great job. Super, super strong leg. He's a soccer kid. We work a lot of things in the week with him punting. And he's just a tough kid, too. I mean, heck, he plays offensive line for us in JV games. So, just a pretty, pretty interesting, tough kid. But, yeah, I think the one he kicked that was really impressive to me was kind of off the inside of his foot. But he'd been punting one direction. The kid tried to cheat him, and he kicked it away from him. That sucker rolled for days and really helped us out and kind of, you know, again, sealing the field position win there for us.
I was excited to tell my buddies that we had a 58 and a 60-yard punt on a Saturday morning. That was a key to my post game after the Bruins beat Sepulpa 9-2 last week.
And we're a solid left-footed kicking team, which doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Southpaw
as well.
Kickers.
With Tayton Hopkins out there as well. And he made a field goal, of course, and that helped put some distance between the Bruins and the Chieftains as well. Did want to touch on the offense before we get into our player profile. We have senior wide receiver Mason Mantooth with us this evening. We'll talk to Mason in just a moment. Offensively, thought Noah Sunday looked about the same as he did a couple weeks ago. Had more than 50% completion passing the football. Had a couple nice looks. I know Mason had a couple nice catches over the middle. He found Bradley Crawford in some bubble screens and John Cone over the middle of the field a couple times. But obviously, offensively, the really nice thing to see was DeAndre Young, who I thought looked by far the best he's looked all season against the Pulpa. Seemed to have a different kind of bounce in his step. He looked a little bit more spry and energetic against the Chieftains on Friday night, and it sure showed. I think 14 carries, 111 yards, his official line on Friday.
Yeah, you know, DeAndre's always got the potential to have a big night. And if you notice, DeAndre's in there playing defense with us now,
yeah,
too. We move him in some defensive end positions, outside backer. got a lot of skill, and I've probably caught a lot of flack for him not being the go-to guy all the time. But we've got two extremely talented running backs. Lakin deserved every carry he's gotten up to this point. We'll continue to get the carries. So does DeAndre, and it's kind of a hit and miss on who's on, who's off type night. And DeAndre had an explosive night. They're both going to get a ton of carries every week. They're both going to be very active, potentially can play both sides of the ball for us. But, yeah, that was a real nice thing to see again. But, you know, DeAndre probably needed a big night, and he had one. He's played really well all week in practice, so I'll look for that streak to continue. And, you know, when you talk about Noah, I think the completion percentage has to go up if we want to have some success in these next three big games that are coming up. There's no doubt about that. If we want to be productive on the scoreboard, we got to get more completions. But he just missed by a little bit. He's throwing the ball with a lot more confidence, stepping into some throws that he wasn't, that were causing some problems for us early. So I'll look for that just to continue to improve like everything else.
Bartlesville getting set to take on Bixby tomorrow night. A ball game we'll have for you right here on K1. Bruins beat Sepulpa 6 days ago, or no, I guess it was, 9 days ago, this past Friday, 9-2, the final score, picking up their first district victory on the field. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll chat with Bartlesville senior wide receiver Mason Mantooth as we get you set for the Bruins and the Spartans, Bixby and Bartlesville, tomorrow right here on K1. You're listening to the Bruin Coaches Show.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hand off up the middle to DeAndre Young. Stiff arms a man to the five. Angles for a pylon. 3-2-1. Touchdown Bartlesville. And DeAndre Young, for the first time this season, finds the end zone. First touchdown of the year for DeAndre Young there. It was nice to see him find the end zone. That was right after that Sepulpa fumble that set the Bruins up for what ended up being the only touchdown in the ballgame. Bartlesville beating Sepulpa 9-2 this past Friday. Bruins getting set for a Thursday night matchup tomorrow night against Bixby as we're talking Bruin football at the Bruin Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, interim head football coach Kyle Poole, and also Bartlesville senior wide receiver Mason Mantooth with us this evening, our player profile. Mason, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Mason, wide receiver for the most part this year. Now, you're someone whose name we've called quite often the last couple of seasons on defense, special teams, things like that. You've been getting a lot of action on the offensive side of the football. Pretty much your first action, I believe, on the offensive side of the football this season. What has it been like being a wide receiver?
It's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy it a lot. And just playing offensively, catching the football and stuff like that is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it a lot.
He's a nice kind of, you know, stout target for Noah Sunday. You're someone who over the center of the field has caught quite a few footballs. You've been one of the top two or three wide receivers for the team thus far this year, and he's been adjusting to the offense. Did you play much offense prior to this year?
Sophomore year I played a little bit, but junior year I played strictly defense only, and this is my first year truly like starting and playing offense only.
That's what I thought as well. So not so much on the defensive side of the season. Which one do you like better, the offense?
Honestly, I like offense better.
I mean, I don't blame you. Get to touch the football a little bit more as we talk with Mason Mantooth. Tough season for you guys so far. Wins have been a little bit few and far between, but you finally got one against Sepulpa this past Friday. Walk us through the feeling when you beat the Chieftains. I know that must have been a little bit of a load off your guys' shoulders.
It was a rush. It definitely wasn't a rush because it was a close game the entire game, and we pulled through, and our offense did some good things. Defense held their own very well, and at the end of the game, it was just like goosebumps going down your spine, just getting a win finally after a couple weeks without a win. It was just a lot of fun after the game. And then
probably tasting that again since the first time since McAllister back in 0 week probably got you hankering for maybe one or two more down the stretch, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm excited. And playing tomorrow will be a lot of fun. And I believe that if our defense plays well and offense executes plays well, then I think we could have a shot.
Mason Mantooth with us, our player profile tonight on the Bruin Coaches Show. Mason, going to graduate here in May. What are your plans for when you're all done here at BHS?
I think I'm going to try and attend OSU and major in engineering.
Whew. So you a math guy?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
I'll tell you, engineering, that is good for you. I know they have a good engineering school, so that'll be good. You had a chance to watch any Cowboy football this fall yet?
Yeah, I went to a game this past weekend, actually, after we beat Sepulpa. They played Baylor at their homecoming. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, pretty cool there. As we talk with Mason Mantooth, he's our senior player profile tonight here on the Bruin Coaches Show. Let's talk off the field, Mason, a little bit. What do you do? What does Mason find himself doing after the Bruin Coaches Show is over on a Wednesday evening when he listens at home? What are you doing at 7 o'clock when the program's over?
You know, nothing. I'm usually just hanging out with my friends and stuff like that, playing games, you know, just hanging out, hanging out with my friends for the most part.
Video games?
Yeah.
What kind of video games here?
Lots of Madden.
Madden?
Yeah.
Okay, you a PS4 or an Xbox One guy?
PS4.
PS4? Is that what most of your friends have, the PS4?
Nope, they all have Xboxes.
So you're a lone PS4 fella.
Definitely.
I'm in the market for one of those, and I haven't decided which one. Convince me, why PS4 over Xbox One?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because his parents bought
it. I've always grown up playing PlayStation. I like to feel the controllers and stuff like that better in my hands than I do the Xbox controllers.
Now, you ordered a pepperoni pizza here tonight at Hideaway. What is your go-to food?
Probably Mexican food.
What's your favorite Mexican dish?
Enchiladas.
Enchilada, that's a good one. Favorite TV shows?
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, okay. Movies?
Transformers and Star Wars.
Okay, so kind of an action guy.
Yeah.
Mason Mantooth with us, our senior player profile tonight here as the Bruins get set for Bixby. You guys probably owe Bixby one or two, I would guess. Now, you were around when Bartlesville beat them back in 2015, correct?
Yeah.
And you're probably one of just a few guys who was around, even some of the seniors that are on this football team weren't necessarily a part of varsity action that year. You were.
Yeah.
So that was a thrilling ball game. Since then, you know, Bixby beat you all in the 6A2 state semis that year. Last year was a game where you guys lost to Bixby. I think the final score is 56-14. It was a much closer game than that, if you remember, especially the first half. They scored a couple really late touchdowns, I think, in the second quarter. They ended up putting them up by multiple touchdowns at halftime. But your thoughts on the game against the Spartans tomorrow?
I think it'll be a good game. You know, if we execute and do our jobs and think about what we have to do as a team, as a unit, then I think we can pull off a win and stun the Spartans.
Say hello to your family for us before we get out of here. Mom, dad, siblings, who we got?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
What are their names?
Hi, Christy and Jason.
Any siblings?
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old brother named Hagen.
Is he here? Is he going to one of the middle schools?
He goes to Central.
Okay, pretty cool. Mason Mantooth, Bartlesville wide receiver, as the Bruins get set for Bixby tomorrow night at Custer Stadium. Mason, best of luck the rest of the season, and looking forward to seeing you in the next couple three games here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mason Mantooth, our player profile. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about the Bruins and the Spartans, preview Bixby a bit on the Bruin Coaches Show. You're listening to coverage of Bruin football on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag to bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Shotgun snap. Williams back to pass. Throws it right side. It's picked off. Intercepted. The route was jumped and the Bruins get a turnover. Cole Williams with an interception. He jumps the curl route by Jaquan Sanders. And that's going to put this one on ice. Welcome back to the Bruin Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, Kyle Poole, Mason Mantooth with you. Trey Stumpf back running the controls at Frank Phillips and Quapaw. We're in downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza. If you're listening, parent or a fan of Bruin football, we'd love to see you down here every Wednesday. Got a couple more shows left after this one as Bartlesville gets set for its final three games. Bixby tomorrow night at Sand Springs, then at home against Booker T. Washington to round out the 2017 season. And Coach Poole, obviously a tough one against a good Bixby Spartans team tomorrow night. Bixby 4-3. Spartans coming off a win against Ponca City this past Friday. Beat the Wildcats 68-7. It was a team that lost three games in a row from week 2 to week 5, or I guess that would have been week 1 to week 4, after they beat Jinx during 0 week, but they really turned it on of late. And they've won several games in a row, four games in a row now following that three-game losing streak. And it's a team that looks every bit the squad that has won the last three 6A2 state titles.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that they have won every 6A2 title in the history of 6A2, I guess, right? And I mean, yeah. That's what it is. So they're just consistent at what they do. They're very talented up front always, it seems like. Offensive line-wise, they usually have some guys that are just really athletic and really big that are strong, physical guys. Defensive line, it's the same story. And, I think it always goes back to your guys up front. And if you got a lot of talent up front, you can do a lot of things behind them and kind of switch your systems up. But, again, they're really good at what they've got. I think, there's another roller running around, so they're always a tough guy in the backfield. Obviously they've replaced a quarterback who had a lot of years of experience there in Tanner Griffin. But, again, there's a reason they've won three in a row. They're consistent. They've got a lot of kids in the program that know what they're doing, that are expected to do things a certain way. And so, yeah, they're going to be a good football team coming in here, and we're just going to have to be on our best effort with our details and accountability and just see what we can give them.
You mentioned the offensive line. They have two Division I guys on their offensive line. Bryce Bray, who I believe is their left tackle, he's an Oklahoma State commit. Josh Owens, also an offensive lineman for the Bixby Spartans. He is a Tulsa commit. They have another guy who I know is getting some Division I looks, so it's possible that three of those big guys up front could not only be playing on Saturdays next year, but could be playing on, Power 5 Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they have always consistently been very good up front. And I think, fortunately for us, we've got a pretty strong D-line this year. Brady Wano not being back is hurting us for sure. But some other guys just have to step up, and that's kind of the way it works. If we're going to play a game week in and week out, and we're going to have 11 guys out there no matter who they may be. So we try and prepare that way weekly, and we had a good week last week. Hunter Marquez stepped into that role for Brady. I only expect him to do better this week. Then you look at Rylan Reynolds and those guys that are in there, Dominic Godinez, Howard Thiel, lots of experience from those guys. They've played these guys before. They've been in those playoff games. So I think we'll be okay up front. But, again, it's a challenge when you've got some pretty skillful guys up front, especially when it opens up for their backs and those roller kids every week.
Yeah, the only good news, I guess, if I have some, is that there's no more Tanner Griffin. It seems like he was here forever. He has finally graduated. I'm pretty sure that he's playing Division I baseball at Oklahoma State, if I remember correctly. But Tanner Griffin, no longer the quarterback for the Spartans. Quarterback this year's name is Staten King. He's been good stepping in. He's a senior, of course, playing in his first varsity action 104 for 176, completion percentage of 59.1, 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They're pretty balanced offensively, Coach Poole. However, running the football is where they're going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Tucker Pauley, their main tailback, back from a season ago. He was a guy who had 2,100 yards last year as a junior. He's a senior this year for them. And you mentioned Braden Roller, the younger brother of Nick Roller, who's kind of their secondary back as well.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where you get a new quarterback and you think one guy's finally gone. But, of course, you got a guy that's been prepping for several years who's behind a very talented offensive line. You know, so it's going to make his job a little bit easier stepping in there. And, of course, when you've got two extremely talented backs, again, that all takes some load off you as a passer. But, you know, his numbers aren't bad. They're respectable. They're pretty good. And you know, they've done a good job throwing the ball. But I think for sure, yeah, we've got to be able to stop the run game. There's no question about it. We've had some issues here and there outside. We've gotten better every week. I look for us to continue to improve. But I'm sure there's things that they're going to attack. And we're just going to have to step up to the plate and go to battle with them.
Tucker Pauley, if you're one of those numbers, Pauley actually had been injured for a few weeks in the middle part of this year, had not played since September the 14th until last week against Ponca City. So far this year, 62 carries, 367 yards. That's just a shade under 6 yards a clip. Braden Roller has kind of stepped in and been the number one tailback when Pauley was injured. 106 carries, 647 yards, 6.36 yards per carry. And, of course, his older brother, Nick, you might be able to point at him as the only reason why there isn't a state championship trophy right outside Custer Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ifs there with that one. But the Rollers, I mean, they're tough kids. There's been several. They come through the program. They're scrappy guys. They're wrestler-type guys. But they're also large individuals with a pretty good skill set. So, you know, yeah, we had a team in 2015 that was pretty solid that beat him once and went in there, and he's kind of single-handedly handled that game, like you just said. And the younger brother has got a lot of skill set as well, and he's doing a good job for him. But, again, I like our talent. I like what we've got up front defensively, and it's going to be a really good test. So we're going to find out a lot about where we're at and see how it goes.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole after the Bruins' 9-2 win against Sepulpa last week. BHS getting set for a matchup against Bixby tomorrow night. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame. Coach, it'll be nice to have a Friday night off, and obviously kind of going forward here, not a whole lot of expectations for your club the next three games. You get a victory against Sepulpa, and I'm sure you kind of hope you can ride that momentum a little bit and play with some house money and just kind of see what happens when you throw the chips out there.
Yeah, you know, we're not out numerically, but, you know, it's a little tough at this point with three of probably the better teams in our district coming up. But at this point, we've been prepping. We've been developing every week. So what are we worried about? We got to go play our game. That's what I've talked about all week. It doesn't really matter what the opponent is or who it is. We need to sit there every day with a goal and something to strive for, and that was to get better daily, and now it's to go win a football game. And we look at what we're doing every week, what's going to work best against our opponents, and then we need to go out there and execute with focus on details and a lot of effort. And I think, you know, we'll always have a good shot as long as we can do that. These kids fight hard. They like playing together. They love being in that Brew and Blue at home on a Thursday night this week. So, you know, we're just ready to go and give Bixby a run for their money, and hopefully things work out well for us.
Interim head football coach Kyle Poole with us as we get set for Bixby and Bartlesville. Any plans for Friday night? You know what you're going to do with your night off again?
I'll probably
had a few Friday nights off this year, haven't we?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably spend this one just like I have the other ones with the kids at home. It's tough. Like I said, you're so busy so often that if you get time and you can get home with the wife and the kids, it's nice. And so we'll probably relax. We may go out to the park and just be the chaser, the babysitter, like I usually am. But it's a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we'll probably do that. Hopefully maybe hit a golf course Saturday. But we'll be working Friday morning for sure. So
Bartlesville and Bixby tomorrow night from Custer Stadium. Weather should be just about perfect if you're enjoying the weather today. Tomorrow going to be much the same. I know it's probably looking at about 72, 73, 74 degrees at kickoff tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have our K1 tailgate party prior to the football game. So look forward to seeing everybody out there. Come by early, say hello to us, grab a hot dog and a hamburger. All that benefits the Bartlesville Athletic Department. And then we'll get set for Bartlesville and Bixby. And as you said, feel like the Bruins might owe the Spartans one or two, so it'd be nice. You know, nobody really gave you guys much a chance a couple years ago when we went down there to Bixby and you came away with a win. So maybe we can surprise somebody again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we've got to do what we do best and hopefully continue to improve as a team. And I think we've done that throughout this week. And we're going to find out tomorrow night where we're at. Just another big test. Great to be at home, as always, like I said, in front of what's been a stellar crowd all year. And hopefully they're loud and we can give them a good show.
Bring your jackets with you. Bring your Walkman. You can tune right here to K1. Pregame at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock kick. It is Bartlesville and Bixby. Second to last home game of the year against the Spartans tomorrow night. Thank you to Trey Stump back in the studio, who does a great job as always. Also to our player profile tonight, Mason Mantooth, and Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole. We'll send you back to regular programming. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Custer Stadium. That's a look at the Bruin Football Coaches Show, brought to us every Wednesday, by Hideaway Pizza and OK Federal Credit Union. Back to regularly scheduled programming on K1.